Scoring 50 is fun though, right?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Last time I went to Chick-fil-A and got the nuggets, but now tomorrow I think I'm gonna go to Culver's. You know, I'm gonna go get 50 cheeseburgers and I'm gonna try to eat as many as I can, and the rest I have my son eat them, or I give them to my dad.
I'm sure they'll be waiting for that. I remember about a week ago.
Know why I'm going to Culver's? Because Chick-fil-A did not give me no free meals.
Scoring 50s.
What? Was he serious? That was Giannis with future coach Zora about the... He had to be kidding, right? Well, but Chick-fil-A didn't give him free food?
They didn't capitalize on the marketing opportunity, Homer. Culver's is taking care of it, though. They even got some of their signs outside. Have you seen any pictures on social media?
I have.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A didn't take care of it.
Chick-fil-A blew it.
They blew it, yep.
Marketing department just got some new hires.
Such an easy opportunity, too, and they just blew it.
So everybody should give free food to Giannis? I'm confused. What?
Certain instances, yes.
Oh, when he scores 50?
Yes.
Oh, so when you score 50, you get 50 burgers, or before he got 50...
Nuggets.
50 nuggets?
Yep.
Yeah, he got nuggets. That's nothing. 50 nuggets is nothing.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
He gets whatever he scores.
No. You got to go over 50 to get anything.
Really?
Yes, really.
No, I'll give him 10 nuggets. He scores 10 points.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Wow.
Must be some kind of milestone.
Yeah, first of all, it just doesn't make sense just to give away it just because you scored points. That's what your job is. So that doesn't make any sense.
It's all no real for value promo. To it. So what,
yeah, that's not even a big promo. Oh, Giannis scored 20. He gets 20 nuggets.
Yeah, he gets a nugget for every point.
It wanted to be something spectacular. Score over 50, you're getting 50
well,
nuggets.
Well, I just want to let you know then, 50 is no longer spectacular. He's doing it now on a regular basis. You got to go to 60, buddy.
Well, it has to be in a certain situation, too. Like last night's game, they were down big. They came back, won the game by a point.
The situation.
He ain't got 82 games. How many times do you think he's going to score 50?
We're getting to where 10?
Perfect.
That's too many. That's one out of every game.
If he scores 50 in a random Tuesday against the Houston Rockets, nobody cares.
Oh, nope. Now I'm all confused.
Those are Pebbles' bad rules. The rule is you score 50, which you ain't going to be doing all the time, you get the promotion.
I think it should now be 60.
That's why you're not on the Chick-fil-A marketing team or the Culver's marketing team.
It used to be 50. I supported it.
No, now, terrible idea. You're fired. Get out of the room.
Well,
no.
What if he does it 15 times? At what point is 50 no longer special?
When he's doing it 80 times.
80 times. Well, then he should be getting.
He's doing it half the time.
He should be getting nuggets.
If he scores 50 30 times,
he should be getting nuggets for 40. Then,
nope.
Well, how many times does he score 40 in a game?
If he can do it 30 times, then okay, fine.
So it's whatever he can do less than 30 times.
No, it's whatever he can do less than 10 times.
Less than 10
times. 50. He ain't scoring 50 more than 10 times this year.
I know there's going to be a bet on this. He's at 5, isn't he? At 5 now. I think he might be at 6. 50's not as big a deal as what I'm saying.
I'm happy to give Giannis food for 50.
I'll get Giannis breakfast at Ted's anytime he wants. He can score 1 point, and I'll buy him breakfast at Ted's. How about that? And all the fireball he wants.
Because you're jersey chasing. That's why you'll buy him.
Jersey chasing? I don't have to be there. How about that? You sound like Aaron Rodgers when I got him golf at the Masters. He says, the only reason you're doing that is so you get to play. I said, I don't want to play.
I don't want to play.
No, I don't need to play. Been there, walked the course.
Why are you trying to get Rodgers?
What do you say now? Because he'd raised like $10 million for the Mac Fund. So I got him hooked up, and he played Augusta twice. Did I play with him either time?
Is that all I got to do?
What?
That's all I have to do? Is raise
$10 million for the Mac Fund? I'll get you on Augusta.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
There you go.
Nice.
I didn't know, but I never had a standard like that before. But for you, not everybody, just you and $10 million to the Mac Fund. You give $10,000 to the Homer Fund, I'll get you on Augusta, too. What were you talking about? I lost.
Duly noted.
Yeah. No, and I don't have to be there. Just like when you and Zora are going to be at Ted's.
That just, no, you're going to be there.
What do you call it? Jersey chasing or whatever?
No, you'll
Jock
be there.
Sniffer.
Jock sniffer. Jock sniffer. I don't have to be there. You can say home or you can't come. That's fine. Giannis comes.
No,
he can ban me.
There.
He can ban me.
Zora can bring Giannis.
I do this at auctions, too. Golf with Homer. Like at Blue Mound or somewhere. And then I say, there's one part of the deal. You don't want to play with Homer? That's fine. You get to decide. One person has won maybe, I would say probably 7 times golf with Homer. And he has won it so that no one can play golf with Homer. Have I ever played golf with him as far as, you know, the high amount? No.
No?
Why? No. Because he doesn't want me to play there. He wants to make the donation, and that way that no one's going to play golf with Homer because he won the item.
What's that all about?
That's about raising money for the charity and making sure that Homer doesn't play at Blue Mound. Am I okay with that? Hell yes. That's why when somebody won golf with the Homer at Westmore. And same thing. You know, I got to play with Homer. And they didn't want to play with me. They wanted four friends to play. And I said, fine, check with a pro. He was very nice, the pro then. Let him play, which is rare. They didn't have to play with a member. So, no. I don't. I'm the worst jock sniffer or whatever there.
You are?
Yes. Mm. Who would say, Giannis, I want you to I'll buy you breakfast at Ted's and go, I don't need to be there.
You would.
Yeah, because I don't want him to be there.
You just want him to go to Ted's.
Yes. All right. Correct. Just like I got to play golf once with John Daly. I told the guy I don't need to play with him. I've met him. He signs with the list. Somebody in here is going to want to play with John Daly. And do you know what the person said to me? No, I didn't.
You didn't want to play with Daly?
I didn't care. No, I'll go up there. You're playing in the pro-am at AmFam. I play with some other pro. I don't know, Kurt Byron. I don't know. No, I don't. They're just, you're not friends with them or anything. They just, they forget you in a day.
Not friends.
Of course. So I said, let somebody else play. And their comment was, you're such a jerk.
I agree.
Quote, even when I do things nice for you, you're difficult. I said, fine, then I'll play with John Daly.
Why are you so difficult?
Because I thought someone else would enjoy it more than I would. But.
We have to start playing that Habarkish for you now.
What? Because I'm a jerk.
In the league and guy. I think he's a bad guy.
Yeah, no, guy's doing something nice for you. Why you got to be a difficult? Why again, you got to be a jerk about it?
All right. And so after he said you're being a jerk, I said, fine, I'll play with John Daly.
Fine, I'll stop being a jerk.
That's what. No, I just said I'll play with John Daly. Thought, here I think I'm doing something nice. Pebble, tell me, isn't that being nice?
Why thinking think someone being
else
nice?
Because someone else would really want to play with them.
Someone else is doing you a favor and you're turning it down.
For someone nice? Else.
It's still not nice.
Pebble, is what I did nice or not?
No, I don't think so. You're turning it down.
I give up on both of you.
You can't turn somebody doing something nice for you. You can't be like, nah, I don't want to do it.
Well,
give it to somebody else.
But when he said, no, I want you to do it. Did I do it? Yes.
What
so
you,
I don't
what
know.
What if you said, hey, here's 10 grand? What were you going to say? Oh, no, give it to somebody else. No, you see, you'd be taking that. Look at you. Look at the look on your face.
Depends who it is. Mm. With those people that I was going with, hell yes, I'm taking the money because they're all rich like you.
Like you. Oh, now you're trying to put it on me.
Yes.
All right. Now
all right,
I'm trying
back to
turn
to Giannis, because this is very important.
It is?
Yes.
What is it?
The ability of the Bucks to win a championship there depends as much as anything on Giannis spending the rest of the regular season working on his mid-range jumper and shots other than...
It depends on Giannis not getting hurt is what it depends on.
No, because the way he's playing now and the NBA that's played now, which nobody guards, and he gets massive dunks and transition and Fisher-Price dunks, and it's not going to happen in the playoffs.
That's his strength.
That's fine, but it's not going to happen in the playoffs. Teams are letting him do it now, not to the same degree. If he's counting on those dunks, it won't happen. And then he's going to miss shots because he's not practicing them now because he doesn't need to.
We got to look at next-gen stats.
Yeah, mid-range, yes.
He doesn't shoot any mid-range.
He's going to have to. They're going to block.
He hasn't before.
Yeah, he has.
He didn't shoot it the year they won. He shoots zero mid-range.
Got no mid-range. Let's look at last year and stuff. He's going to have to. They play him better defensively in the playoffs. It's a different game because they no longer make anybody guard now, which you would agree, right?
Well, it's a different game because it's not an up-tempo, just fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants. Every possession is valued.
In the playoffs.
It's a little bit slower. Yes.
Yes. So he's going to have that mid-range shot, which he shoots pretty well, and he needs to keep practicing it. And it's tough to do because he doesn't have to do it in the regular season. But I would say, I'm going to have to get the number. I would say he probably needs to take at least 6 of those every game, maybe 10. And it could cost them a game.
That's a lot. I'll leave the mid-range to Middleton.
But what is he going to do then when he tries to get the transition and then they're not going to be there because they're going to be 4 guys standing there?
He passes the ball.
Well, he needs to score a certain amount.
He will, but just not in those situations.
Right. Well, there aren't enough situations other than that for him to score. He has, last night, it was like the pregame warm-up.
100% disagree with your position.
All right. I don't know what numbers
the way Giannis plays, it's fine. They're gonna win with him playing exactly like he's playing right now.
Not in the playoffs.
Yes, in the playoffs.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Somebody will have to have the stats.
Well, they could very well. Well, first of all, they could win in the playoffs and have nothing to do with what I said or you said, and they can lose in the playoffs. Same way.
Well,
nothing to do with either one of us said.
I think with assuming that there's nothing weird that happens and people stay healthy, I don't believe they can win it unless he can show that he can make the mid-range shot when needed. And it will be needed in the playoffs. It is never needed now. He just does it. I don't know why he does it. Because he's bored. Because it's just amazing how many easy baskets he gets. Last night was... last night I said after the game he could score 100. Last night easily could have had 75. He had 20 in the fourth quarter.
75? He didn't get to 75.
He had 20 in the fourth quarter. 20 times 4 is 80.
He can't do that every quarter, though.
In certain games, last night he could have. Last night he could have had 80.
He doesn't play enough minutes, first of all. And he's got a rest period.
They have to pick a game where they he's not going to
rest him?
No, he's trying to get 80.
He
gets 20 in the first.
I don't like it.
I know you don't like it. Not going to do it very often.
Just play your normal minutes. If you can get 80, you can, but he's not going to get it.
All right. Well, so now you play your normal
minutes. He's shooting threes. Unless he goes 19 of 20 from the line again.
Might be.
That's what he has to do.
That's what Wilt had to do to get 100.
Yep. Got to make a lot of free throws because you ain't making a lot of threes.
Yep. Might be one of those games where he makes 3 threes, 4 threes.
That's not a lot.
Yep. I don't know how many he needs to get 80. I don't know how many, what's his most, how many threes did he have? I think last night, he could have scored 80 without any threes. They just give him the ball, dunk. Give him the ball, dunk. Give him the ball, layup. Give him the ball, layup. Give him the ball, dunk. And
he had 2 threes last night.
Yeah. I don't know that he had any in the fourth quarter when he had 20 points. That's how to look at it. No, he could have scored literally every possession.
That's usually the case, but he doesn't.
Correct. Until he wants to put up an 80. Wants to put up an 80.
He ain't trying to put up 80. That's you.
I know he's
That's
not.
You.
I wanted
you
to,
wanted to put up
I
80.
I wanted to put up
he
80.
Doesn't, he doesn't
yes,
care about
because
up
people
80.
Need to appreciate that he might be, and someone can check this, he might be the greatest scorer next to Will Chamberlain. Kobe would probably hit now. Jordan was. How many 50-point games he had? It's easier for Giannis to score than it was for Jordan. Now, put that up. Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Homer says it's
even
easier for Giannis to score than it was for Michael Jordan. Agree or disagree?
Yes, agree.
Agree? Yeah! Baby! All right, we got Jason Wilde next, or what do we have? No, we have
Dylan,
next.
Prize Picks.
Dylan. It's 5-on-5. The Hall of Famer
He doesn't
says,
know yet. We'll propose the competition when he gets in
there's
here.
There's no propose. He's either going to agree to it or we'll hook him.
We'll hook him.
Yeah, we'll find somebody else.
All right, Aaron
Rodgers. He needs us.
All right, Aaron Rodgers.
He needs us more than we need him. And you know what?
I think he's a bad guy.
He's smart enough to know that. No, I need to get Hub Arkish on. because I need him to take that back. Aaron Rodgers is not a bad guy. You don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think. No one thinks he's a bad guy. Pebble, have we done that as a Discount Liquor Twitter poll question?
We have not. Have.
Well, let's do it. Is Aaron, don't even mention Hub Arkish. I don't want to be given, have that have any bad. Is Aaron Rodgers a bad guy? Yes or no? What do you say, Hall of Fame?
I don't know him enough. But he's
pulling a Jason Wilde.
Definitely no, does some jerkish stuff.
Yes,
though.
He does. Welcome to humanity. Is he a bad guy? No. What do you say, Pebble? Is he a bad guy?
I don't think he's a bad guy. No.
There you go.
You don't know, Jack.
Of course we don't know. We admit we don't
From
know.
From what I've seen, though, and everything, I wouldn't classify him as a bad guy.
The only person I know for sure who isn't a bad guy, you know who that is?
You?
Me. Mm. I know I'm not a bad guy. I don't.
You know, you know I'm not a bad guy.
I don't think so, but I don't know.
You don't know now?
No.
Suddenly, wow. All right, we better go to break. It's going to get ugly.
Next.